You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy.
And now, the hunt for the perfect album.
Hello, patrons, and welcome back to the hunt for the perfect album with me, Billy, and him, Dave.
Me!
And this week, we're back to my choice, and a little bit of a callback to our very first episode of this, where I made you listen to Guppy by Charlie Bliss. I have finally thrown at you their second album, Young Enough, which came out from memory 2019. So
isn't that long ago?
Yeah, it was a while. So let's get straight into it then. What did you think about Young Enough? I know you were a big fan of Guppy, so your expectations going into this.
Oh, so high.
So let's find out.
Probably too high. Look, you know I was a huge fan of Guppy, and my fandom has grown. I've listened to it over and over and over again. You know, I bought it on vinyl. I've been playing it ad nauseam. The kids all love it. Yeah. It was always going to be hard coming at me with a second album from the same band.
And especially one that is stylistically quite different.
Like, as you said, you came at me saying this is super poppy, which is not really my thing. So thankfully, you're wrong. And it's not super poppy. If anything, it's just plain better.
Oh, okay. So you think this is better than Guppy? Excellent. I'm so glad. I'm so glad because I was worried. I also think that this is better than Guppy. I just think that you can hear the maturity. I think that they've grown since that first album. And I think that's why stylistically it's different, because they're fucking kids. Let's be real. They're like 20, 22, 23. They're still figuring themselves out and figuring out who they are and what they play and what they write about and stuff. And I think that this is just the next evolution of that. I'm so glad.
I agree. I think, you said it's lots more poppy. I don't know that it is. I think it's still quite grungy. You've still got that grungy guitar in there.
There is some grunge. There's a lot more keys, though. There's a lot more synth.
Sure, but that guitar grump, you've got the guitar and drums thing that you had in the first one in there still. And to me, it's more rock than pop, I guess.
Yeah, okay. See, I would define it as power pop. To me, it's very similar to bands that I listen to, like, say, Fountains of Wayne, which again, you know, they're a three or four piece band, very guitar and drums based.
Yeah.
But it's stylistically, I would define it as power pop more than anything.
Yeah,
but maybe that's just me being.
but I certainly wouldn't just call it pop.
No.
To me, pop implies, in fact, I would actually say that the first album, to me personally, feels more pop than this.
Really? Okay.
Because Eva's vocals are more bubblegum in the first album than they are in this. This is her. I don't know if it's a stylistic choice or just her kind of growing up a bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But her vocals in this are a lot more straight. Fuck, I don't know how to say it without sounding insulting to either album, because both albums are fucking great. But it's less bubblegum in this one,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But that's not to diminish her vocals. Her vocals are still great. It's just, I don't know, they're a little bit more grown up.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that this album grabbed me from the get-go.
Okay, all right. So let's start with Blown to Bits.
With Blown to Bits, which I thought was fine. It's a great song. Strong bass line, really strong bass line.
Yeah.
Life doesn't know it, anything goes. Karate lessons, reality shows. I feel so tired, can't believe this is it. It's gonna break my heart to see it blown to bits.
Lyrics are great. but it didn't, like, I was coming off, I'd listened to Guppy immediately before to kind of, I don't know, align my sensibilities or whatever. And because that is such an individual album that has such a strong sense of itself because of probably the vocals more than anything, but it has such a strong identity. I guess Blown to Bits didn't kind of grab me. I thought it was fine. I thought it was really great. I liked it. But I probably came out of it thinking, yeah, this album's not going to be quite as good as Guppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's the second track, Capacity, which from memory has a bit more of a synth line through it.
Yeah.
Kind of sounded familiar, to be honest. I thought maybe this has been in a fucking ad or something. This is sounding more familiar, and I'm kind of liking it more. Yeah. Probably still on the not as good as Guppy,
yeah,
kind of side of things. But then we hit Under You, and yes. I'm like, oh, fucking now we're talking.
One of my favorite tracks on this album. I don't know if I would call it my favorite, but it is up
it's
there.
Not,
I love
it's not
track.
My favorite, okay. But this is where it kind of started hitting its stride.
Yeah.
And I've listened to this album, I think, 6 times. And every time the first 2 tracks I've gone, like it. I'm waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
And that moment is always when Capacity starts. Big fan of that song.
Yeah.
And then, Under You, that's when that was the moment when I went, yes.
Yeah.
I get this album.
Yeah. I wanna rip myself into a part of me. I got you. I'll occupy your nation, fool. I can't get out from under you.
Get it? It's so catchy. Oh,
I think all of Eva's lyrics are fantastic, but I think that this album lyrically is stronger than Guppy. I think Under You is so beautifully written, just so great. Yeah, every time you say my name, I think it's a mistake. Like, that's just fucking great.
So have we've hit your favorite song on the album already?
I think so. I think that is probably my favorite track. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I don't disagree. Like, I can see that. It's not my favorite, but
I'm curious to hear what yours is. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Then we get to Camera, which is fine. It's a nice pop song. I don't think it's like wow, but it's solid. It's really good. Fighting in the Dark's fucking great.
Yeah, a nice little interlude. Like,
slow start.
Yeah.
But loved it. This was the, I don't know, I mean.
And it's only a minute long.
I'm kind of looking at my notes, but I think this was the moment when I went, you know what, this could be better than Guppy.
Yeah, right.
Which is weird. As you say, it's not even a song, really.
It's really not. I would define it as an interlude. Yeah.
Yeah.
So strange, I waited for it, some big ball to drop, to be the same, or hated for it. so small when you became. I'm fated for it, fighting in the dark.
But it's an interlude that made me go,
Something really emotive about it.
This album, I get this album.
Yeah.
Something, and there's an album that I might give it to you today.
Oh.
I might give it to you in the future. But I don't know. there is a Tom Waits album that has similar sort of moments, mm-hmm. I guess, where they're not even really fucking songs. They're just kind of, they're a transition from this point to this point, but it's that transition that makes you go, oh, I fucking love how he did that.
Yeah.
Fighting in the Dark was that for me. This was like a transition point in this album, which weirdly enough led into what felt like the most kind of commercial song and probably one of my least favorite.
Young Enough. Yeah.
I kept on waiting for it to go Young and Dumb. I was like, you're not the fucking Luxmith.
and it is. It's a lot poppier.
It's a perfectly fine pop song.
Yeah.
But compared to what's on either side of it, it almost feels like a dud note, which seems hugely unfair.
Yeah.
But you go from that into Bleach, which is fucking earworm pop joy.
Yeah.
And so you think, yeah, that shit before, that's not very good. This is great.
Have we hit your favorite yet?
No.
Can I take a guess? Is it the next track, Chat Room?
No.
Oh, because that would be my second favorite after Under You.
Chasing the chat room, talking about you. Everybody knows you're the second woman. Wasted the summer, slapping my face. Well, I wanna see you strip down naked. I wanna see you strip down naked.
I don't go with the popular opinion. I get it's had more views on YouTube or whatever. Whatever. No, I'm more discerning than that. No, it's not. I mean, Chat Room's fine. I liked it. This is probably not going to resonate for you, but if we have teenage girls in the audience, it might. It had a real Grimes feel for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I am bizarrely a big fan of Grimes. I don't like Elon Musk, but I like his girlfriend. Chat Room had a real Grimes feel to me, particularly Art Crimes, for people who know that album out there, if we have teenage girls. He's kind of... Yeah, the whole stripped down and naked, that whole aesthetic to the vocals, the musicality of it, it had a real Grimes feel, and I liked it. It's really, really good. It's not my favorite, though.
Yeah.
From there, we move on to Hurt Me.
And is that your favorite?
No. I'm enjoying this. Hurt Me's great. Really good pop song.
It is, yeah.
Wonderful build. Some of the best lyrics, I think, of the whole album, I think, are on that track.
Come on, let's get something wrong. Too close to an endless sun. Overthrow yourself to me.
And to that point, was probably the favorite. But then we get to Hard to Believe.
Yep.
Catchy as fuck. Oh, my God. Such an earworm. Loved it.
Yep.
Not my favorite.
Well, we know your favorite then.
We finish with The Truth, and fuck, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Best of the album. Loved it. So yeah. Good. Bite the hand that feeds the boy. He's beautiful and I'm annoyed. 40 years or days from now, I kill myself to cut you out. Solid and I can't compete. Forced to fight to fill the need. There's wine stains on our bed sheets. Cause I hate to let you down, to let you down. Kissing babies, I'm alive but I'm dead inside. Burying my face against the wall. But it's weird. The first half of this album, I was like, you know, it's pretty good. It's a fine pop album. Second half, banger, banger, banger. Oh my god. Let's just say from the Fighting in the Dark kind of interlude thing.
Yeah.
Every track after that, and there's about five or six of them.
Yeah.
Every single one I loved.
And
so for that reason, I reckon overall, yeah, I must like this more than Guppy.
Listening to it as a whole, do you think this is one of those albums where the whole is better than the sum of its parts? Like, do you think that retroactively knowing, like, do you think going back now and listening to Blown to Bits in Capacity, do you think they work better in the context of this album as opposed to as songs?
I'd need to listen to it more times.
Because I think that's the way I feel about it.
I'm tempted to say yes.
I think, like, Blown to Bits in particular has grown on me extraordinarily over the... I think that lyrically it's really strong. It's interesting. She said that she wrote it after the Hawaiian government... Do you remember they accidentally sent out that text message to everyone basically saying, you're going to die?
I'm sorry, what?
You don't recall this? It was a couple of years ago. Hang on. Hawaii emergency... alert mistake. Okay, so it was in 2018. On the morning of January 13, 2018, an alert was accidentally issued via the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alert system over television, radio, and cell phones in Hawaii, instructing citizens to seek out shelter due to an incoming ballistic missile. It concluded, this is not a drill.
How does that happen?
Exactly. And so that's what she wrote that song about, is about that, you know, that impending fear of, holy fuck, we are going to be blown to bits. We're going to die. This is like the last half hour of our lives. And the kind of the fear Jesus and the things that go Christ through your head when you hear something like that. And I think that just, yeah, over time, that song has grown tremendously on me. Like, I just think it's a really strongly written song. And it gets catchier every time you listen to it. It starts with like a drone and it's very, like you said, very bassy. It's pretty much driven by bass and vocals. But
I need to listen to, I need to listen to it again.
Yeah.
In terms of that, because holy shit, that's some fascinating weird shit.
Yeah.
But apart from anything else, I need to listen to this album more times just because it's so good.
Let me ask you this, because I know that your kids enjoyed Guppy a lot. Did they enjoy this one as much or
they haven't, at all? They need to listen to it more. They've only listened to it, I think, once.
Yeah.
I did a mad fucking binge through three times in a row at my computer while I was working and then did it once in the car. So they need more time.
Yeah.
I need more time because I think the kind of first half, second half sensibility that I've got going on at the moment is in part due to not having listened to it enough times.
Let me ask you this. While you were doing this, did you go ahead and listen to their new single, You Don't Even Know Me Anymore?
Still haven't heard.
Oh, I might use it to play out this episode.
I was so close because I know you said Nusku doesn't even like Charlie Bliss. Said, this is the best song of all, pop song of all time.
Yep.
I was like, all right, I need to give this I need to listen to it at the right frame of mind. So I held off and waiting, but I'm very keen.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge fan of this band.
Nice.
And never would have listened to them if it weren't for this show. So this show,
excellent,
fucking best thing ever.
There we go. So how are you scoring this album then, if you think this is even better than Guppy?
At the moment, I'm going to give this an 8, same as Guppy.
Ooh, yep.
But it could go up.
Yeah, nice. Nice. I'm glad to hear that.
It needs more listens.
Yep. Well, maybe next week I'll give you some Charlie Bliss adjacent bands. They're doing a show with two of my other favorite bands at the moment, so maybe I'll give you one of their albums next. But what do you have for me next week?
Oh, see, this is tricky. Now, I've got a few things, and as we said a week or so ago, it's getting harder and harder because there's not that many albums where there's nothing you'd skip.
Yeah.
And more, the things that I think of in that sense are things that I think, surely he's already listened to this. So I'm banking on the fact that you're a bit younger, that things that to me are just, well, duh, you've listened to this, are hopefully going to have fallen under the radar because you kind of missed their heyday when they were released.
Yeah.
So it might sound stupid, but the first thing I'm going to put up is an album by Midnight Oil.
Okay.
That's not a fucking obscure band.
Well, no, I've seen Midnight Oil live. I've seen them live. But I've never listened to an album of theirs from start to finish. They're probably one of those bands where I could say, you know, like I could give you the greatest hits list. But for all I know, they're all on the same album or they're all on separate albums. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
So brilliant. I think you're probably a pretty safe bet.
Excellent. Well, what I'm going to throw out there is an album by them called technically 10987654321.
Okay.
Commonly just referred to as 10 to 1.
Okay.
It's pretty early in their career. And I'm sure there will be songs on there that are familiar because they were hits, but I'm also moderately confident that at least 80% of the album you will never have heard before.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Sweet.
Excellent. All right. We'll leave that. If when you go and look at it, you go, I know every song on here, message me and I will give you something else. But
yeah.
Good. All right.
Sounds good. Sweet.
There we go.
You know, I'm thinking of doing a day trip to Melbourne early November. I know that sounds completely unreasonable to do a day trip, but Lost and Lonesome, the Lucksmiths record label, it's their 25th birthday, and they are doing a show with 18 bands over 11 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of my faves, Anthony Atkinson and the Running Mates, who have an album that I think I will give you at some point. You know, Last Leaves, who are the Lucksmiths spin-off, Manona, like it's massive. So I'm thinking of heading there for a day trip. So
message me the details.
I will.
Maybe I'll come down. We'll
yeah, we could meet up. Yeah, it'd be good. Cause I'm thinking of just it kicks off at midday and runs through till 11 PM. So I'm thinking of, you know, heading off from here, like 5 AM driving straight there, finding somewhere to crash for the night, then driving home the next day. But yeah, I'll send you the details.
Yeah. Send me the details. I'll, there's enough lead time. I'll fucking find a cheap hotel. We'll sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm all there for that.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go. Next week we'll get to some Midnight Oil. And that'll be fun. Thank you for joining us again, patrons. We hope you're enjoying this and catch you next week.
Fairly well.
I wrote a song about the shit that we used to do. You didn't get it, but pretended to remember to cry at your door for ages. Our neighbors called the cops. Changing locks, numbers blocked. Oh God, please make it stop. Back when you left, I was half insane. Scared everyone on the uptown 6th Street. And I wish you'd go, said I know it's free. But it was free.